Band leader and pianist Eddie Palmieri has died. His pounding rhythms forged a new style for Latin music. Palmieri died Wednesday. He was 88. NPR's Luis Treyes has our remembrance.
In the 1960s and early 70s, Eddie Palmieri released a string of albums with his orchestra, La Perfecta. They fused syncopated Afro-Caribbean beats and jazz stylings. On NPR, the ever warm and spirited Palmieri did not hesitate in describing his musical mix.
It's definitely gonna excite you. I don't guess I'm gonna excite you with my music, I know it.
Songs like Bilongo featured Palmieri's signature, highly percussive piano playing. His was a full-bodied technique with forearms and elbows and even the occasional growl from the maestro himself. He had a knack for spotting legendary singers. Ismael Quintana,
sentado yo un día, esperando mi café.
Then Lalo Rodriguez.
Nunca me das tu dinero, lo que me das son tus situaciones.
That collaboration yielded Palmieri's first Grammy-winning album, The Sun of Latin Music, from 1974. Palmieri would win more than half a dozen Grammys over the course of his career. Eddie Palmieri was born in New York City's Spanish Harlem with Puerto Rican parents. His brother Charlie would go on to become a celebrated salsa and Latin jazz musician. As the Puerto Rican diaspora grew in the 1950s, so did the circuit for Latin dance music. In an era marked by mambo, big bands, and ballrooms, Palmieri soon found a home playing in Tito Rodriguez's orchestra. Palmieri told NPR that history lay at the heart of his music.
In a 300-year span, there was approximately almost 12 million Africans that were brought to the New World. They were never allowed their drum, fear of communication, fear of revolt. And these complex rhythmical patterns united in a compositional form of jazz.
By the mid-1960s, Palmieri was branching off in new directions. He would go on to become an elder statesman of Latin jazz, holding forth on his history, a long cigar clasped in his hand. The Puerto Rican experience in New York City was for him a central theme. He protested against systemic inequalities in his seminal 1971 album, Harlem River Drive. Palmieri told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1994 he wrote one of his best-known songs when he was broke.
But I found myself in Puerto Rico walking on the beach and looking at that beautiful ocean, and that's what the lyrics say. Isla linda bonita con su aguas bendita, you know, beautiful island with your blessed waters surrounding you.
That song, Puerto Rico, is an enduring anthem for salsa aficionados and a testament to the inspiration that Eddie Palmieri drew from his island roots throughout his storied career.